This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of questions that I need to ask you in a couple of different directions that this thing could go. Will people tune out of the NFL again with more anthem kneeling? Or has the tide turned so that it won't negatively impact the ratings? And if it does negatively impact the ratings, will the NFL care again? And then, of course, we'll work in President Trump stirring up some of this as well with his tweet. So there's a lot of stuff happening right here, and we welcome your feedback, 877-881-1053. The very first tweet, the very first text I saw from the 775, I doubt any of y'all were in the armed services. I was not, and I really want to know what the follow-up is to that. Like, I'm honestly asking, and so do you not think that people who weren't in the armed services should be able to talk about it? Or are you saying you think our view is different than yours, and that's why we weren't in the armed services? I hope that that person follows up.
In regards to the protests during the anthem, is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
Because, I mean, we've had many, many a person who have been veterans and people who are in the armed services who have spoken about being completely okay and agreeing with it. So, like,
that's,
I mean,
true.
Obviously there have been people that said that they are offended by it, but
yes,
once more, we're not going to paint this as if there is a, as if armed service veterans are a monolith.
And so that's why I want to know. I want them to follow back. And so the whole thing that started me of it started this interest for me is Adrian Peterson. So Adrian Peterson said over the weekend, without a doubt, he is planning to kneel. An interesting side note, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into
this. He's still in the league?
Yeah, he'll never leave. He's I was going to say he's like Frank Gore, and I guess they play the exact same position.
Except way better.
Yeah, except way better and way more deserving of being in the Hall of Fame. But one of the things is, you know, they put out a couple of different polls and studies and, you know, the scientific legitimacy of it. I'm not sure about all of it, but there's no question to a certain percentage of people, what turned them off from the NFL 3 years ago is they got tired, not necessarily just of the kneeling, because I think that's dismissive, but of the overwhelming political talk when it came to the NFL. People were like, I use sports as an escape. And quite frankly, I have read plenty of feedback from the fan texters about our show and about our station. And I know some people do not like the fact that this topic continues to come up because, again, they use our station as an escape. And I promise those listeners, I do care and I do not dismiss your concerns, but this feels like an important moment in human history and then an important thing to just not ignore. So what I'm curious about to start with is, will some people tune out again, or do you think enough people have been like, I get it now, or I've changed my mind, or whatever?
It's a great question. I don't know the exact number. I do think some will. I was on G-Bag Nation when this happened, when Colin Kaepernick situation happened, as in he kneeled, and then, you know, it went on in 2017, and Kaepernick was out of the league in 2017, right? Because
I thought that was
I'm pretty sure 16 was 17. He's still in the league.
I thought he just was a backup that year.
Okay. Well, anyways, my point being is our ratings suffered talking about it. So Gavin and Jeff and I and Lucius discussing that topic, our ratings suffered, and we were told, I think rightfully so, maybe not rightfully so, I don't know, but we were told stop talking about it because our radio station is getting hurt by us specifically talking about this situation. I don't think that's going to happen this time. So I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just putting it out there, to be honest, is that's what happened the time before, and I know that's more specifically to our station, maybe our market, I don't know, but I don't think it will be the same hatred. It won't be the same
vitriol
feeling,
maybe.
Yeah. Ooh. as it was in 2017. I'm not using the right words or right phrases. I'm trying to kind of let you behind the scenes on what happened in 2017 here at 105.3 The Fan, and us talking about it, and it was okay for us to talk about it, and then the ratings came back, and then it was like, we have to stop this. I honestly, you know, you can take it anyway. It was tough. It was a tough situation because it was possibly, if we kept doing it, possibly we were going to get fired because they're like, look, we can't sell the radio station anymore. It's not sellable anymore. You guys are gone. It's tough. Those are always tough things to deal with in situations, and I don't think it's going to be that way in 2020.
Yeah,
it will be.
Oh, and to tie up a loose end, 2016 was the last season that Colin Kaepernick played.
Okay, yeah, because Hugh Jackson said he wanted to sign him with the Browns in 2017.
Which, how much are we believing that?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if I do, because he was really vague about why it didn't happen. He didn't straight up say the ownership wouldn't let me. He goes, but, you know, things happen, and, like, he just don't really get into any descriptors at all, which is, I always think that in retrospect, I was like, I need more specifics if I'm inclined to believe that that was the case. So, okay, all right, and there's a lot of feedback. I want to get a couple of the, like, because overwhelmingly it seems like people are saying that they're going to stick with it. However, I really want to point out from the 817, yes, the white majority of people don't want protests in football. From the 214, I'm out if they kneel. So there's enough people there that, like, it could make a difference. But I am seeing a whole lot of people that are saying they would be in it. However, from the 469, you have just as many, just like including myself, who don't agree with that. Then from the 214, Air Force veteran here. I wasn't offended then, still not offended now. And then from the 903, and I think this is what might get some people when it comes to the tuning out, is it might have literally nothing to do with what your stance is one way or another. I just don't want to hear about it 24/7 from the 903. And that is the thing that I wonder, is how many people use the sports strictly as Corey would say, the toy store, as the escape element. And when, especially in an election year, when politics come back into the fray, I wonder how many people will be done with it just because they don't want to hear about the subject at all, and if that would negatively impact the ratings.
I don't think so. I think you'll still have unbelievable ratings. Maybe it's a few points here and there, but maybe you gain people that left.
Okay, sure.
So maybe it might even out that they were so upset with the way that it was handled in 2017 that they come back because they're allowing the players to express themselves during the national anthem. Look, I don't want to, you know, I know this is opinion. It's Sports Talk Radio. It's an opinion. I'm trying not to offend too many people here, but, I mean, it's not like they're taking the flag and burning it during the national anthem or ripping the mic from the person singing it. And, I mean, they are quietly, peacefully protesting during the national anthem. Maybe would you like it better if for the first play of the game both teams took a knee?
So they didn't
do it during the national anthem. They just decided for the whole first quarter they're not going to play the football game and just kneel for the whole first quarter.
I have heard some people say that maybe you just don't play the national anthem before the game. But then again, I feel like that is an end around.
Is it? Because, like, it's also worth considering, like, the playing of the national anthem before athletic events was not extremely popular before, or was not, like, prevalent before maybe somewhere in, like, the early 2000s or maybe late 90s.
Okay.
Like, that wasn't something that was a given. So I don't think it's necessarily absolute in sports. It's just something that we've gotten used to and accustomed to.
I just wonder if you took it away when you're hearing all the rumblings and stuff of
sure,
more players are going to do it, if that will be viewed as a sign of disrespect. And to,
possibly, I can see that.
To Bassick's point about the TV ratings, here is why I, because I know a lot of people will be like, who cares about the TV ratings? Well, let's all be adults here. The NFL cares about TV ratings because of this, Bassick. You said it might go down a couple of points. Here's why I'm fascinated by this. NFL TV rights are going to be up for bid again in 2022. So you're to the point where, I mean, the NFL is the best TV property you can have in the world. There is nothing I would rather own the TV rights to right now.
Not even close.
No, than the NFL. And so every little bit matters when they're going to try to leverage all of the money. And so there was a report over the weekend that said NFL owners were mostly surprised by Roger Goodell's video and expected to support it. For how long, I wonder. This is a more extreme example. But let's say that the kneeling took place over the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season and NFL ratings were down 15% at a time that basketball playoff ratings were up 20% or something like that. I know that is an extreme example. Do you believe that the NFL ownership group and the NFL in general's priorities would be that of what you believe in or the money? Because I think some people believe in things to a certain point until it negatively impacts the bottom line enough where they're willing to say, well, I don't value it this many dollars worth.
I it's a great question. I don't know what the owners are going to do. There has to be sacrifice for change. And it's not my money. So I can say, so what for the 15% drop? They'll come back. If they like the Cowboys or like football, I think that they would eventually come back. And if it solves the problem, and then there wouldn't be protesting over this anymore because we solved the problem.
I think it's interesting also when we talk about like losing viewers based on the stance, it's always important to remember that there's like folks on the other side to make this like an other sides type thing. Like there's folks on the other side who absolutely have stopped watching football because of what they viewed as like the NFL's response to Colin Kaepernick and the protests that very well could come back to it because of a certain level
Lucius
of change.
Lucius has said he will.
That's intriguing to me because if you saw, like if they could do a statistical breakdown and you could directly link the uptick in ratings to I'm telling you right now, I believe this with all of my heart. The best thing that could happen to for the future of our society as a whole is for the ratings to go up and a statistical breakdown to be proven that this is why. Because then all of a sudden you get the best of both worlds. You get corporations going, hold on, I could do what's the right thing and make more money? Because at the end of the day, corporations, some of them want to do the right thing. Some of them don't care about doing the right thing. All of them want to make money. And if I could tell you could do the right thing and make more money, you know, because like that's the same thing when it comes up like recycling then, you know, smart cars now. It doesn't matter. Like businesses are in it to make the most amount of money.
Sure.
And if you could do the right thing and make the most amount of money, I would love it if nobody tuned out and all of these people came back and you could do like an analytical breakdown in a scientific journal about how like covering this thing this way made everybody come back to football. Ratings are up 45% and everyone's popping champagne and they're like, oh my God, let's pat ourselves on the back for doing the right thing, how many ever years overdue it was, and also making all the money at the same time. Like that would be wonderful for the future of our society because then everyone would be like, well, let's always do the right thing because we're going to make all the money. I just wonder if that's how this is all going to play out.
And I mean, going back to like that initial 2016 moment, part of why it became such a big deal was because of the involvement of the president as well, right? Like,
oh my God, we haven't even gotten to that last part yet, have we?
We didn't even get to the Cowboys either. If they demand things.
It gets super tough to talk about this because then we are absolutely veering into where it couldn't necessarily talk about politics. But when we talk about the president and his involvement in this, I'd like to make an apolitical observation, right? Right now, with the way the coronavirus is going and stuff like there and the treatment of the national federal government about this, there has been a decline in the polling when it comes to President Trump.
Yep.
Apolitical, right? So I can understand where you
Nothing
go to
apolitical. Reggie.
That's numbers. Like, that's just facts. I'm trying
everything
to keep this
always
as,
be political. Let's just keep, go to the next letter, you know?
Premium joke Monday. But yeah, so like for Donald Trump, what was a winning talking point for him was talking about the protests as well back in 2016. I imagine that like for him in the tweet that we saw over the weekend, this very well could just be a move where this was something that was galvanized the base and was good amongst people for my ratings. So like that could be a reason why this came up.
So the tweet in question last night, 10:54 p.m., could it be... from President Trump, quote, could it be even remotely possible that in Roger Goodell's rather interesting statement of peace and reconciliation, he was intimating, let's go, that it would now be okay for the players to kneel or not to stand for the national anthem, thereby disrespecting our country and our flag, end quote. And so I know for a lot of people, they have said, and, you know, we had Nate Boyer on over the weekend here on 105.3 The Fan, once again discussing the conversation that he had had with Colin Kaepernick at the very beginning of all of this. For a lot of people, they're like, it's not about the country. It's not about the flag. But I need people to know during this conversation, whether you agree with it or not, for a certain number of people out there, it is absolutely about the country. It is absolutely about the flag. Whether or not you think it should be, that's a different issue. But I'm saying some people believe this, and President Trump is feeding into that, and that's how this issue becomes political. And because, you know, we've had these conversations, and it's really tough, and people have made a lot of assumptions about my personal politics that are 100% inaccurate because of a variety of things.
Yeah, you're a Green Partier, huh?
That's, hell no. That is how this issue becomes political, and that's how we always come back to it. We do not talk straight politics on this show, and I want to go all the way back around and throw this out to our audience. You will note it is 12 o'clock, and we have mentioned it here and there, but this is the first straight segment about just this. We are not going to shy away from it when it's pertinent. But we're also not going to talk about it 24/7 because we realize for some people, The Fan and sports radio in general is an escape. But we're not going to silence important conversations. But every single one of these conversations has to start with sports. We don't ever start just a political segment. This segment, for example, Adrian Peterson is going to kneel. Could it affect the ratings for the NFL? And President Trump weighs in. Every single one of these segments always has sports as a base. And if you guys disagree with us, I try to have a bunch of conversations with people over the weekend. And for people who are like, I'm never going to listen to your station again, I am sorry to lose you. And I don't want to lose you. It always bums me out when somebody says that every single time. So I hope you guys will stick with us no matter what. And if not, I hope we can disagree and you can still listen to us and we can still listen to you guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.